CRM performance management. The effectiveness of the CRM strategy must be measured to ensure that the strategy and related technology are establishing lifetime customers and increasing profitability. Here we'll look at measuring customer service and customer satisfaction. Customer service. Some areas in which customer service can be measured include response to inquiries, order processing, level of service, and product or service quality. Response to inquiries should be prompt and accurate. Responses related to supplying information can be measured by the delay between the initial contact and the response and the number of errors detected in responses. Another example of metrics in this area is executive complaints, complaints that are directed to higher-level managers and executives. These sometimes are forwarded to a group of higher-level complaint handlers. Performance measures include tracking the volume, response time, and trends of such complaints. For telemarketing, metrics may include the percentage of calls getting a busy signal, the average answer time, the number of disconnected calls, or the percentage of repeat calls from a customer. Order processing should be fast and accurate. Delivery should be on time. Order processing metrics include order cycle time, the percentage of orders that were mechanically received, the percentage of orders with errors, and website ease of use. Level of service is measured by delivering the right product in the right quantity at the right time to the right place in the right condition and with the right packaging and documentation. Level of service metrics may include the percentage of orders shipped complete and on time, the number of backordered items, the average age of backorders, and the value of backordered items. Product or service quality is measured by cost of quality issues. Product or service metrics may include the number of executive complaints, defect rates, warranty costs, product returns, and website downtime. Customer service can also be measured using customer-facing score-registered trademark metrics, which assess supply chain reliability, responsiveness, and agility. Customer satisfaction. The best source of customer metrics is the customers themselves. The score customer-facing metrics and other metrics can be used to measure likely customer satisfaction, but even perfect scores measure only the absence of issues. They can't guarantee customer satisfaction with products or services. A customer may get the correct product on time exactly as ordered and not return it, but this doesn't mean that the customer is satisfied. Measuring how well the organization is doing in terms of order fulfillment is important, but customer perceptions are what matters. Customer satisfaction, therefore, hinges on how well customer expectations are established and then fulfilled. If customer expectations are met or exceeded, the customer will be satisfied. Organizations can go a long way toward customer satisfaction by setting realistic expectations with their customers. One phrase that sums this up is to underpromise and overdeliver. The airlines now do this by quoting very generous flight times and then typically arriving early. Organizations have frequently used customer complaints as a proxy for measuring customer satisfaction. Although this method may bring to light some customer issues and complaints, it does not begin to accurately measure the satisfaction level of the customers. A study determined that manufacturers of large ticket goods or services hear less than 5% of the complaints of their unhappy customers. If organizations are going to move to a more customer-centric supply chain management model, they must measure more than customer complaints. The question is, who assesses customer satisfaction, the organization or the customer? Organizations can use internal data to measure performance against common customer expectations, but external review data, the customer's own evaluation of the experience, such as the voice of the customer, are more meaningful. If an organization leverages partner relationship management, PRM, it can better control how a customer is treated throughout the customer experience. According to Ross in his text Introduction to Supply Chain Management Technologies, PRM is a business strategy that includes tools to increase the long-term value of a company's channel network. PRM software enhances communications, processes, and transactions throughout the supply chain system. It also assists companies in selecting the right sales partners and facilitates the communication between them. It searches for ways to improve not only sales, but also the productivity and competitiveness of partners. The synergy created helps each trading partner to contribute to customer satisfaction. The quality of service in each delivery channel needs to be evaluated. One way is by evaluating the trustworthiness of the channel. Customers must trust the channel to deliver on time and in the way communicated. Next, customers should feel that they have been treated fairly with respect and in a competent, friendly manner. Finally, to evaluate the delivery channel, one must look at the effectiveness of problem resolution. Can customers quickly reach someone empowered to resolve the problem? Do customers feel that everything is being done to address the problem as quickly as possible? Are they satisfied with the solution? Customer satisfaction measurement methods. The general customer satisfaction measurement process is to poll customers on how you are doing relative to each customer-focused metric you are tracking. You can also ask them how your competitors are doing in regard to the same metrics. Tracking these results over time will show trends. Below are some possible methods that can be used to measure an organization's customer satisfaction level. Voice of the customer, VOC. VOC can be used to gather unscripted customer feedback from interviews, conversations, and focus groups. This information may help discover hidden areas of satisfaction or dissatisfaction. Organizations may use VOC with their most valuable customer segments to discover how their expectations and requirements have been changing and find gaps to focus on first. Transaction customer feedback questionnaires. A transaction-based questionnaire measures customer satisfaction at each transaction point. Assessment tools must be brief, but they can be simple to implement. For example, a leading car rental company asks every customer returning a car whether the rental experience was satisfactory, either in writing or verbally. If a customer indicates dissatisfaction, employees are trained to address the problem or concern immediately. Many quality certification systems, such as ISO 9000, also require a documented closed-loop feedback system of customer improvement. Monthly/quarterly customer feedback questionnaires. This is a more detailed periodic questionnaire sent to customers regarding their overall experience over the last month/quarter. The technique can be expensive. However, the benefits can far outweigh the costs in terms of detailed customer information. Participation and performance reviews. This technique may be especially useful in the B2B setting. Key customers are asked to evaluate their account manager's or team's performance. The customer perspective complements the internal company focus on quotas and numbers. Reviews solicited from external perspectives like these resemble the 360-degree feedback system used for internal peer reviews. Collecting and responding to negative comments on the internet and social networking sites. Organizations can actively search for and respond to negative comments on the internet or on social networking sites such as Twitter or Facebook. A 2021 article by Flory Needle that compiles social media statistics cites a Convince and Convert study that indicates that customer advocacy increases by 25% when a customer's social media complaint is answered, but it also cites research by Sprout Social that indicates that while 79% of consumers expect brands to respond to social media posts within a day, average cross-industry brand response rates are less than 25% for any response at all. The feedback gained from these approaches can help improve customer service issues, order fill rates, etc., and will allow organizations to implement corrective action and improvement for customer satisfaction. The goal must be to give customers an acceptable level of service the vast majority of the time so as to achieve the targeted customer satisfaction rate.